One-third of the world's urban population lives in slums. That's the finding of a recent United Nations report, which warns the number of people living in poverty in cities globally could double in the next 30 years. The UN agency Habitat, which is in charge of improving the plight of slum dwellers, says a billion people are in urgent need of help. Steve Mort reports from the United Nations.
The sound of children, some toddlers, playing in the streets outside their homes. These youngsters live in the slums of Kenya, one of the countries with the highest proportion of city residents living in poverty. The UN agency Habitat says in a new report entitled The Challenge of Slums that in some parts of the world more than 70% of urban dwellers live in such areas. The message contained in the agency's report on slums is clear. The problem of city poverty worldwide is growing, and urgent action is needed to tackle it.
About 40% of the city settlements in the world are classified as slums.
Anna Tibaijuka is the executive director of Habitat. She says the expansion of slums is responsible for a range of problems and is preventing the UN as well as individual nations from achieving targets in key areas such as health and education.
Health will continue to be elusive if people find themselves in slum conditions. We can also submit that targets like education will be very difficult to achieve when people do not have adequate shelter and a place to live. Water and sanitation, of course, they go to show exactly the situation facing the slum dweller.
The UN says the problem is not confined to any one region of the world. A mother tries to comfort this crying baby in a slum in Afghanistan. The concentration of slum dwellers is highest in African cities, but Asia accounts for some 60% of the world's urban slum residents. Over 30% in Latin America and the Caribbean reside in slum conditions. The numbers contrast sharply with an average of only 6% in developed nations. Jeffrey Sachs is a leading advisor to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan on the United Nations so-called Millennium Development Goals. He says by 2020, half of the world's entire population will live in cities.
What's going to happen in the cities of the poor world is going to determine whether poverty is alleviated or worsened, whether health crises are alleviated or exacerbated, whether people have access to basic services, which is a global commitment unfulfilled, of safe water and sanitation, for example, or whether the numbers that don't have access to these services widens.
The question of why slums are growing so fast is one on which experts find it hard to agree. Habitat believes the expansion is due partly to the spiraling birth rate in many developing countries. But Habitat director Anna Tibaijuka says the crisis is mostly down to people leaving the countryside in an effort to find a better life.
Rural-urban migration is going on very quickly in many parts of the world. In Africa and Asia, urbanization is going on very fast. In Latin America, it is, for all practical purposes, a completed exercise.
She says that in some parts of the world, migration to cities is not necessarily the result of rural poverty.
In Africa, the main factor fueling the growth of slums is, of course, failed rural agricultural policies, but also conflicts which are flushing people prematurely from the land.
Migration to cities, according to Jeffrey Sachs, is not necessarily a bad thing. Urban development, he says, is needed to ensure economic development, so long as conditions are right.
There's a tremendous amount of evidence that cities really are the core of economic growth in the long term. This is very promising from the point of view of how developing countries can get integrated and grow in the world economy. But the question is, are these healthy cities that are producing jobs and incomes and livable conditions, or are they instead simply places where even more impoverished people from rural areas are flooding, not because there are jobs and opportunities there, but because the situation in the rural areas is even more desperate?
The UN report on slums runs to over 300 pages and calls for ways to improve the lives of at least 100 million slum dwellers by 2020. It says the critical situation of urban poverty is recognized by very few governments, cities, and other agencies. Jeffrey Sachs, advisor to the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, says the solution will take time to achieve.
We need viable, creative, job-producing, income-producing cities to meet the slum goal and to meet the overall millennium goals. And that's not going to be achieved only by a focus on specific issues, however important they are, of housing tenure, for example. It's going to be guaranteed by making these rapidly growing cities in poorer countries viable places for overall development and for human habitation.
The authors of this report from the United Nations say it's the first global assessment of slums. But they acknowledge that solving the problem will be far more difficult than documenting it. Figures show that 43% of people in cities in the developing world live in slums, some 1 billion people, and that number is predicted to double over the next 3 decades. For Common Ground, I'm Steve Mort at the United Nations in New York.